One cannot argue the fact that the Sanford Center hasn't quite been the home ice advantage the Beavers hoped it to be. Since this fantastic arena opened in 2010-2011 against this very same North Dakota team, the Beavers are just 25-34-12 at home. Take out the 11-win 2011 season, the Beavers have just 14 wins at home. This season's early schedule doesn't bode well for winning. Beaver fans and Beaver players and coaches all hoping for something different this year. Something wrong, something right, something missing up. Something black, something hot, something different. Certainly everyone involved with Beaver hockey wants something different than losing in double overtime to end the season.
Bulldogs, Corey Kane into the offensive zone with a shot. Hits the side of the net. Picked up now by Thompson shorthanded. Thompson shorthanded for Ferris State. Into the left corner with it. Lugs the puck up the wall. Feeds it back to the top. Now Travis White with a shot. That one misses the net by 15 feet. Zernhausen holds blue line left with a shot. Deflects. They score! Ferris State scores a shorthanded goal in the second overtime. It flutters up over the shoulder of Jesse Wilkins. The Beavers lose 3-2 in two overtimes.
Anyone who's followed Beaver hockey over the years knows that some nights just aren't meant to be yours. Unfortunately, that night happened to be on the last night of the year. Try to leave the past
behind me. Oh, you played great. I thought we were the better team tonight. Our guys executed, they competed, we had quality shots. No, it was just it's too bad we didn't win that game, Brian.
A few growing pains might have been expected last season, especially given how young the team was. But all those youngsters, now savvy veterans.
There's times we got 15, 16 underclassmen in the lineup, so including tonight. There's a lot of good hockey players, a lot of good people in that room, and that's what you have to look at, and there's a lot to build with, there's no question.
BSU might have only gone 10-21-7 last season, but one of those seven ties against this very same North Dakota team.
Now kicked ahead, Corey Ward brings it in. Quick shot, shoot, score! Just like that, Bemidji State ties up the hockey game at one.
It only takes one mistake and an odd face-off mistake by the University of North Dakota. Cashed in.
Want something different? How about a roster filled with triplets? How about dominating at home and starting the season on a high note tonight? Something black, something light, something different. Something wrong, something right, something missing. The new Supreme Game Show, Beavers and University of North Dakota, next on the Beaver Radio Network.